Another brief topic is the business of delegation of authority in your chiropractic office. Delegation of duties, not authority. There are certain things that an assistant, a CA, an unlicensed doctor of chiropractic, there are certain things that they can do in your office, and there are certain things they can't do. So delegation of duties in a chiropractic office is the topic of this short dissertation. The patient has a right to expect that an ethical doctor of chiropractic will only delegate those duties which are legally delegatable. We run into the situation of here, what can a CA do? We know that they're ultimately under our authority and we are ultimately responsible legally for the care of the patient, but there are certain things that a patient may have done by a CA or an assistant in the office without any problem. Very often, certain parts of the chiropractic examination may be done by an assistant or a CA. Taking a history, sitting down with a patient and getting certain information is something that a CA can do legally, and in most states taking a history is part of chiropractic care, but a CA can assist in doing that by just sort of jotting down the data. Very often patients fill out a history for them all by themselves. It is assumed that the doctor will go over that information with the patient and maybe ask a few more questions, a few more important questions. The same thing if the CA takes the history. It's important that the doctor go over it to make sure everything was covered. But a CA can do that. We know that a CA in most states can take x-rays. You know, they don't have to be a radiographic technician, just a regular CA hired off the street can take x-rays in most states. We now have a certification for taking x-rays in some states. South Carolina, for example, now says that if a CA is going to take x-rays, that CA has to go through some training about radiology. There's a basic radiology course that deals with issues like safety and radiation and taking x-rays during pregnancy and various considerations of x-ray physics and x-ray safety. In South Carolina now, before a CA can legally take x-rays, that CA must be certified. It is not at the level of certification of a radiological technician. It's a special course offered for chiropractic assistants so that they are able to take x-rays. South Carolina is a bit unique there. I don't know how many states actually have this provision for some sort of training, but many states it is still possible for a CA, meaning any person that you hire to act in this function, to take x-rays with very little training, really. And it's not prohibited. It's okay. So one of the things that would be up to you as the chiropractor in the case is to make sure that the person does have adequate training to be able to take x-rays. We know that a busy chiropractor very often would be very, very handy if you could have a CA actually take the x-rays. We know that sticking a film into an x-ray processor is not rocket science. It doesn't take a lot of training to do that, and you could train somebody in a minute and a half to actually do the developing function. But taking x-rays involves anatomical knowledge, knowing which films you're going to take of what body parts. It involves palpating certain body parts to place the bucky and place the film. It involves central ray issues, where you want the central ray to go. It involves magnification, it involves collimation, it involves a number of technical issues that require some training. Most people would agree this doesn't require a college degree, it requires some level of actual on-the-job training. But you, as the chiropractor, are responsible for the process going on in your office, so it would be very important that you make sure that the patient or that the CA has proper training to be able to assure the safety of the patient. You don't want an untrained CA practicing on one of your patients, taking 27 views just to get it right. Not a smart thing to do. If a CA is not anatomically knowledgeable enough to place the film properly, you may cut off an important body part and be faced with a retake, which exposes the patient to more radiation. That becomes a safety issue. So it's very, very important that a CA know how to take x-rays if they're licensed and not licensed, but if they're certified to do so or if they're eligible to do so in your particular state. First of all, make sure that your CAs are eligible in your state to do so, and then make sure that they're trained to ensure patient safety. Other things that assistants may do. Some chiropractors have their CAs do a part of the analysis in the office. You may have, if you're using a graph instrument, training a CA to take a graph reading is certainly not unheard of. You would need to determine whether or not in your state analysis and examination is allowable for CAs. In South Carolina, there has been some confusion about this in the past, but the ultimate, the way the regulations read in South Carolina is this, that the practice of chiropractic, which includes examination and treatment of a patient, requires a license before you can do it. So examining a patient is a part of the practice of chiropractic. To engage in the practice of chiropractic, you must be a licensed chiropractor. Other states don't interpret it quite so strictly. They say, well, the only actual function that requires a license to do is the actual adjustment. Giving an adjustment, you know, CAs can't do that. Everybody knows that. But as far as doing examination procedures, doing case history procedures, doing leg checks, doing a number of chiropractic analytical functions, many states, a CA can do that without any problem. South Carolina does interpret the practice of chiropractic as the examination and treatment of a patient. Certain things can be delegated. Those chiropractors who utilize physical therapy modalities can have a CA do some of those physical therapy modalities. I always remind chiropractors that when you have a CA doing some other function for you, you are ultimately responsible. You know, when the lawsuit comes in, it's your name on the lawsuit, no matter who actually did the procedure. If your CA fries somebody with a diathermy or burns somebody with a, you know, electrical gadget of some sort, it's you whose name will be on the lawsuit. So you have to be responsible for that. But make sure you find out which duties are delegatable, which duties are not. This brings up the issue of, what about an unlicensed chiropractor working in your office? We're all familiar with the fact that chiropractors graduate from school, they maybe haven't finished Part 4 yet, they haven't gotten their license in a particular state, but they want to work. They're fully trained, they have a diploma, they are entitled to use the term doctor, the title doctor, but they're not licensed in a particular jurisdiction yet. They're not licensed in a state. Some states have provision for that, and they say that you can hire an unlicensed doctor of chiropractic to work for you under your supervision for some period of time, 6 months, or until they can get a license. In some countries, like Sweden, that's required. Unlicensed doctors have to work in a licensed doctor's office for a period of time before they can get licensed. So we have various rules about that. But if you have an unlicensed doctor of chiropractic working in your office, they can only do the same functions that a CA can do as a general rule, unless there's a specific program. You know, they call these programs a preceptorship or an externship, or you know, they have pre-licensure practice. You know, there are terms that are used for this. But unless you have one of those particular programs in effect, an unlicensed doctor of chiropractic can only do, in South Carolina, what a CA can do. You may be familiar with the term, an AM doctor. Some people hire a doctor who may or may not be licensed to only do exams in the office. They don't do any of the actual adjusting. They take care of new patients coming in the door. They do the workups and the exams, and then turn them over to the main doctor for actual care. In South Carolina, if that doctor isn't licensed, then we're breaking the law. In other states, the concept of an exam doctor is a valid concept, that you can do anything except apply a thrust to the spine. So make sure you understand which category you're in as far as states requiring certain documentation, certification, preceptorship programs. Make sure that you're not breaking the law there. But remember that unlicensed doctors can only do what CAs can do, especially in South Carolina.